USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Partial government shutdown now into day 17. President Trump still wants more than $5 billion for a barrier at the southern border. He says it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. It could be steel. Democratic leaders are insisting on the reopening of the government before they would talk about money for any sort of barrier at the border. Over the weekend, talks were held, and the president described them as productive.
This shutdown could end tomorrow. And it could also go on for a long time. It's really dependent on the Democrats.
The White House apparently tweaking its plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton now says Turkey must agree to protect the Kurdish minority in Syria, and also the withdrawal will be based on ensuring that ISIS is indeed defeated there. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A new poll about Brexit is out.
The poll finds that more Brits would rather stay in the European Union than leave it. Britain is due to exit the EU on March 29th. The survey by the polling firm YouGov reveals that if a referendum were held in the UK today, 46% would vote to stay in the Union, 39% would vote to leave. The poll of over 25,000 voters, commissioned by the People's Vote campaign, which is spearheading a push for a second vote on Brexit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California is among three states where people are digging out from under 2 feet of snow. The Weather Service has issued avalanche warnings because of the blizzard conditions. Wild Card Sunday in Chicago, the Bears were defeated by the Philadelphia Eagles 16-15. Earlier, the Los Angeles Chargers defeated the Baltimore Ravens 23-17 in the opening round of the NFL playoffs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
USA's Chris Barnes in Washington has the latest on a U.S. citizen who's accused of espionage in Russia.
Russia's deputy foreign minister brushing back suggestions that an American being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying could be exchanged for a Russian citizen being held by the United States. The brother of Paul Whelan, though, tells the Associated Press that he can't help but question whether the events are connected. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine who also holds Canadian, British, and Irish citizenship, has been detained in Moscow since late December. His arrest leading to speculation Russia could be using him to bargain for a Russian woman who pleaded guilty to acting as a foreign agent in the U.S. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says discussing a possible swap, including Whelan and Maria Butina, would be premature because Whelan hasn't even been formally charged yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports people are celebrating Mardi Gras differently.
Mardi Gras is officially underway, and that means plenty of king cake across New Orleans, music, parades, and lots of costumes. Also referred to as Epiphany, it takes on a much more solemn tone in Italy. That's Pope Francis marking the Epiphany Feast with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He's marked the Epiphany Feast Day by urging people to follow the path of humble love and care for those who can give nothing back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.